Good morning, I'm Carol Fry, and today we'll be talking about the movie Up. Back in 1979, Pixar was a startup computer graphics firm with innovative technology. George Lucas, recently enriched by Star Wars, acquired the firm, and it supplied early versions of computer-generated imagery for films, including some of the Star Trek movies, and also TV ads. When Steve Jobs bought the company for a song, it moved into film production, and with Toy Story scored a $350 million profit in admissions and gazillions more in toys and ad rights. From there on, it's been all gravy with hits like Cars, The Incredibles, and WALL-E. Jobs struck up a cooperative deal with Disney, and while the partnership between Disney and Pixar has been noisy and contentious, as frequently reported in the press, they make fine films, the latest of which is Up. Up has a brilliant opening few minutes that establish the action to come with very little dialogue. While a little boy back in the 1930s, Carl Fredrickson sees a newsreel at the movies. Anybody remember those? And he sees a clip about explorer Charles Muntz, who claims to have found the skeleton of a prehistoric bird-like animal in Peru at a place called Paradise Falls. But other scientists debunk his findings, and he angrily vows to return and capture the critter. Young Carl is wide-eyed and excited by the newsreel, and he vows to become an explorer when he grows up, just like Muntz. Then he meets young Ellie, a cute and highly talkative child, who shares his enthusiasm for exploring, and the two children vow to travel to Paradise Falls. Then we get a montage showing them growing up, marrying, Carl's business selling helium balloons, saving their money for the trip, but always finding some emergency they have to spend it on, their sadness at failing to have a family, and finally Ellie's passing away. This is a dazzling piece of work, the sort of thing that only Pixar seems able to do. We then find Carl in the present as an elderly man, grumpy and unhappy, obsessed with memorabilia from his life with Ellie, his house the only residence in an area being turned into high-rises. The developer, appropriately faceless, is determined to drive him out. But Carl won't leave his home. Instead, he leaves with it by attaching thousands of helium balloons, and he goes, well, up, finally off to Peru. But alas, he has an unwelcome stowaway, a pesky little boy who insisted on helping Carl so that he gets a merit badge in the Wilderness Explorers, read Boy Scouts. So they're off to Paradise Falls, where they find all sorts of adventure more than either had planned on. It seems that Dr. Muntz is still there and has an Ahab complex with the prehistoric animal serving as his white whale. And rejection by the scientific community has made him the film's villain. This is all good fun. The professor has a squad of dogs, all of whom can talk through some kind of gadget in their collars. There are lots of doggy jokes. Their conversation is laced with the word squirrel at odd moments, and our heroes learn to shout squirrel to distract them when threatened because the dogs can't keep from running to look. And then there's the old chase the ball routine. They can't resist chasing a ball either. Excellent computer generation animation is pretty common now, thanks largely to the processes invented by Pixar. Pixar maintains its lead over other companies, and that's all very well and good. But most of us will be more interested in a good story well told than the fine points of CGI. And Pixar does this part a lot better than others. They know how to follow a story arc with rising and falling action and pacing, and especially how to get us involved with characters that are well-rounded and engaging. All the good guys learn and change, though Carl learns to reach out to others and rise above his long-term mourning for Ellie. He's grouchy and depressed at the start, suffering from all the afflictions of the aged with a good dollop of self-pity, but having to reach out and save others makes him a better person. Young Russell goes from being pesky and whiny to real courage. Even the dogs get redeemed. But it isn't quite Disney-style sugarcoating. Without being the least bit preachy, Up faces up to some issues not often included in animation. All three major characters are lonely guys. And if Carl does rise eventually above his grief, it's nonetheless real and painful, and his life epitomizes the plight of the aged. And if Russell gains a surrogate father in Carl, his real father has always been and remains indifferent to his son. So I recommend Up to all and sundry. Kids will love it, and parents will enjoy it too. I'll give it 4.5 bags of popcorn out of 5 and throw in a small soft drink.